City are the history makers. For the first time ever, an English club have won four titles in a row.
Guys, welcome to another episode of No Filters with Barry. Today we are back on the goal line, the segment of the podcast where we discuss about sports, and I'm here with your familiar co-host, my guy, my brother, Lex. What you do? Welcome again.
Thank you, bro.
Yeah, on our last episode of goal line, we made some predictions and we actually ran a contest on our YouTube and Twitter, and we have our winners. And as Lexi Waridu said on that day, he said, "Nami go first win now."
Then comment under this video your Premier League winner and UEFA Champions League winner. 20,000 naira is up for the grabs. You can be the lucky one. Three people, so there's a chance for you. Yeah, I've made my own prediction.
Nami go first win now.
And to be very honest, he's actually one of our first winners. Congratulations, my bro.
Thank you very
much. You sabi your shit. You sabi football. He predicted that Real Madrid and Man City is going to win the EPL and Real Madrid is going to win the UEFA Champions League. A lot of people also predicted, but a lot of people failed to follow the steps that we laid down. So let's dive into the episode, what we actually have for today. First, we are going to do the recap of last season. And as we said, you made great predictions based on who are going to win the Premier League. I think Man City are obviously the right winners. They deserve it. They played that level of football. And for the UEFA Champions League, I believe Real Madrid are the so obvious winners.
Obviously.
I was actually rooting for, I'm someone that is like a big fan of underdogs. So I was actually rooting for Dortmund to beat them, because, you know, as I said, that super story now, I was praying that my super story comes out. And maybe if my super story worked out, I won't have to pay all these winners.
You've seen a lot of money
if my super story came out. Because when I was checking the comments back on YouTube, a lot of people were like, just even going with Rimani to which I was.
They were straight. No, Mr. Alex, now we go for the
street. One day you go chop the eye, you go drop one story, when it will actually happen. But they deserved it. Bellingham was one of the top performers. Vinicius Junior. One of the things that is going on around right now is that who is in the top race for the Ballon d'Or? Vinicius or Bellingham? Why are you going to pick? Like right now, from everything they've done, who do you think is like the number one? Who deserves it the most?
I'll say Bellingham for me.
For you, Bellingham. But I've read some articles online that was like, Real Madrid's front office, like all these Florentino Perez and all these their executive officers, they're actually rooting for Vinicius to win the Ballon d'Or.
I feel like Bellingham's PR is like greater than Vinny. So,
PR. I like that you mentioned that PR.
Greater than Vinny.
English media, they actually root for him. They are like behind him. They want an Englishman to win the Ballon d'Or again. The last Englishman that won the Ballon d'Or, I think it was 96 something.
Here we go. Oh, it scores for England. He has a golden touch, the golden boy. And 6 minutes before half-time at Wembley, Michael Owen scores against Brazil. He's still only 20 years of age, and it's his first goal since winning a 6-0 triumph over Luxembourg. But he's done everything right here, little black thing.
So that's the last. We already have our winners. Man City, congratulations to you guys. Even though I'm not so happy, as you can see, I'm rocking my Man United, the Red Devils. Red Devils. We also have one Arsenal fan on this particular episode, Mr. Faku. He couldn't make it, which was like very painful for me. I wanted like an outside body to come. Someone that's with another club, because people have been hitting me that It's only my fans that's on the show. Don't mind that we are both rocking my United jerseys.
I'm very sorry.
I'm not sorry to rock my club jersey, but No Filters is apologizing. We'll work more on getting you like variety of fans. She gets, but for now it will be me and my bro. We are both my United fans, but
even in the whole studio, we're all my fans, man. Everybody are my fans.
So what are we going to do now? No filters will bury us, no bias. Like, there's no bias. This particular episode, we are not going to be doing any batting or anything. We'll just be 100% honest what we think of each club. Talking about no bias, Arsenal last season, what do you think? Like, rate them. Did they perform to the expectations? Do you think they are actually, like, worthy league contenders?
Yes. They were competitive. Yeah. They showed passion. And they actually showed that.
They showed they wanted it.
They wanted the league.
Yeah.
For the second time.
Yeah. I think they only lost by goal difference now. Or was it on points?
No, it was on points. I think 2 points.
2 points. Yeah. That was close. Last season, they lost on like a couple of games. This season, 2 points. Mm-hmm. Do you think they are ready to win this next season? Like, with the way they are moving. I'm hearing something about the transfer window. Mm-hmm. Like, they are going for Osimhen, like all out. They need a reliable striker. Mm-hmm. And Osimhen has already proven in Europe that you get you those goals. Mm-hmm. You provide those goals. True. But also, Chelsea are also in the race for Osimhen. But ultimately, if Arsenal gets to, like, sign Osimhen, where do you see them next season?
Next season, I think they'll still be behind Man City. I think they'll still be behind Man City because Man City...
No, you know, bro, you know we already agreed that there will be no bias.
Okay, no bias.
Don't say it to the don't say it in the terms like that you don't want them to win the league. That's fine.
Okay.
Don't say like you don't want them. But like in all objectivity, like if they add Osimhen to their squad right now, Osimhen playing up front with Saka to the left and Trossard to the right. I don't want to say Martinelli.
Okay.
I'm not an Arsenal fan. I would have loved Faku to be here. Maybe you would have said, okay,
given us a better lineup.
Sure you get. True. But me, from viewing this like from an outside fan, I would pick Trossard over Martinelli. Trossard delivered for them last season. So with Trossard, Saka, and Odegaard playing behind a proven striker like Osimhen, how far do you see them in the league?
They will be up for the league. First or second?
First or second. Yes. And that's scary hours for Man United fans. I would cry. If they pay me, say Manchester City, they win league. What if Arsenal?
Back to back. Four times now.
Four times? When Premier League turned a Liga?
Premier League is the real Farmers League.
Is the real, now people the don't new fact.
I'm telling you. People don't know yet.
We're talking about the transfer window. Some of the hottest prospects in the transfer window, as we've discussed now, is Osimhen.
Okay.
As a Nigerian, as a big fan of Victor Osimhen, I would love for him to land at Arsenal, even though it would be detrimental to me as a Man United fan.
Yeah.
But I feel like if he lands at Arsenal, he has a bigger chance at success in Europe, like maybe winning league, or even going further in the Champions League, rather than Chelsea. Chelsea is just starting a new project. And I do not believe in Chelsea projects. This is not about being a Man United fan or anything.
Okay.
Todd Boehly and his billions, they can move to Yaba left.
But they just signed a new coach too. Gabriela Apprentice. So now we have two Gabriela Apprentice.
Ateta.
One for Arsenal.
One for Chelsea. Man U, what are you doing?
Man U.
We need someone that has like valid and deep knowledge, tactical knowledge. And he's strategic about the type of football, modern football that he wants to play. Do you think Tehang is doing that?
I think Tehang too has something like that, but he doesn't have the players, like I said. He needs players
that fit the system.
The system you get. We don't have those players.
But last season, you know that the Man United board gave him the freedom to go after the players he wants. And he went after Popoli. Of all players.
Looking at Popoli now, Antony. Yeah, the better season Ajax.
So what's going to happen to Man United is the problem.
The air is the problem. Starting from those Glazers family.
But now there's a change. I would like for us to talk about that. The new majority owner, Jim Ratcliffe.
Okay.
I I didn't know much about him before, but after what the majority share in Man U, I actually found out he's like also the head of Ineos, so the one club in the French league too. And that particular club has actually been performing, which also gave me like a positive look and say, okay, this guy might have like a solid plan for Man United. I won't claim they're on the right path, but I think they are doing something good.
Yeah. Number one, he gave rules.
Okay, like, but what type of rules?
Some like no signing of Galacticos.
Who are Galacticos?
Galacticos, like Mbappe, doesn't want.
Okay, doesn't want like big names, big no names. Superstars, no, dishing out 100 million for Pogba.
Nothing like that.
Okay.
That's something that Man U does a lot.
Does a lot.
Waste money. Person like Sancho now.
Yeah.
I think they are releasing him for less than 30 million. Yeah, I think he has like 15 goals. For 3 years. That's really poor of Sancho.
He's been at Manchester United for three years.
Yes.
Sancho has been underwhelming. He had flashes of like, okay, this is what this guy could do for Man U. But he has been really underwhelming. And Man U is going to make a loss, as they've done with a lot of their players over the years. But I think we are at a junction where we can like consider that, okay, we are at a new phase. Even though I'm very sad that the Qataris they end up buying Man United. That would have been the best case scenario.
That's why I blame the
Glazers.
The Glazers. Because Qatar actually came with money. Number one, our roof is leaking. Imagine Old Trafford.
Old Trafford is leaking. See, that our roof is leaking.
Okay, now we are playing Man City in every match and rain is falling. Who wants to sit down watching goal when rain is falling? That means that city is empty.
So there are no facilities. These are the things Cristiano Ronaldo was complaining about when he was at the club.
Imagine you writing CR7 in 2008 and you came back.
No, you wrote CR7 was here.
Was here. I was watching one Madrid training. I saw Bellingham.
Something like that.
Training. Same thing as Rudiger.
Yeah.
Look at that facility. Look at that. Those equipment.
Nothing like that.
Means Champions League back to back.
Okay. So where do you see Man U next season?
I see us like qualifying for the Champions League next season.
So top four?
Top four.
That's all. You don't think Man U is a contender next season?
We are not ready yet. We are getting there.
Yes. I have been saying some things about them trying to offload some players.
Okay.
But I'm not so much against it. The only one I'm against is Greenwood. Maybe because of the whole controversy.
Yeah, that's just it. Because a man like Jim, I'm not sure he can like let
Greenwood go. Based on all the
controversies and all, he has to leave England. They'll finish him. English media is crazy.
Don't be lying.
They'll finish him.
Okay, now talking about the transfer window. Some of the most notable transfers that has happened, like we cannot even neglect it. Kylian Mbappe. From our first episode together, we've been talking about Mbappe going to Real Madrid. I think we recorded the first episode right here. And we talked about Kylian Mbappe like going to Real Madrid. We said it would be a killer move for Europe. The moment Mbappe joined Real Madrid, it is finished.
Finished for everything.
Mbappe never even joined them. They won Champions
League. Can you imagine?
They won Champions League and they won the La Liga. Now imagine what they would do with Mbappe in the squad. Do you see them winning? You ever Champions League again next season?
I see them winning all.
Winning all.
The only person, like I said last season, that the only Lade.
Okay. Yeah, Lade. He said the only person that could stop them
is
Man City.
Man City tried. When they came to Man City's house, Madrid came to defend.
Okay.
Man City, I think they had over 18 shots.
But you know defense is part of football too.
Exactly.
Defense will win championships.
Man City played them from 0 to 90 minutes.
But no possession won't chop.
I'm telling you. That person will qualify. I'm saying it again that this next season, the only person that can give them problem, the only team that can give them problem again, is this same Man City. Again.
What other exciting things have you seen in the transfer window?
I would say Man City. Man City are going for Musiala, which is a big
move.
Additional. Imagine Man City getting that guy.
Oh no, that's Musiala with Haaland.
Musiala, Haaland, KDB and stuff.
He will now have 200% service. When he was with KDP, it was like 80% service. But Musiala can play in tight spaces, in front of the box.
His flair is 100%.
100, ball control, everything.
He has it all.
One of the things that Musiala tried best in is that when the defense is sitting back, okay, we don't want to come back. In. Even as you know, they sit back, I will carry ball and enter there. Musiala must not go to Man City.
They have to stop all those transfers. I don't know how they are making it happen. Look at that on Mbappe now.
Okay. We said it that Europe should not allow Mbappe to go to boy.
How would they allow that?
They shouldn't have allowed it.
At all. But they did. Now Mbappe is winning all.
Bayern with how they came short of a lot of things last season. They came short of the Champions League. They came short of the Bundesliga. Yeah. Something that has not happened in almost 10 years. They don't win Bundesliga. Kane cause, bro, we've said a lot of this on this podcast that has come to pass.
A lot of facts,
my bro. My bro, that's why it is no future.
I wonder what Madrid will do to them. To Bayern.
Bayern.
I would like to root for Bayern, bro. Not like I want to do, but I feel like a miracle is about to happen.
Have you forgotten Harry Kane is still there?
With the cause. With the cause, bro.
With the cause. That's what we went through.
Bro, that's another big
amount of goals.
That was another big question.
Now they lost the league.
Is Harry Kane going to go through fitness again?
You actually said, is the Kane cause to you? Mm-hmm. I think we are now free to actually agree that the Kane cause is real.
Look at the amount of goals he scored.
Over 30 goals.
Broke a lot of record though.
No trophies.
His trophy cabinet is still empty.
Empty with a striker. Lot of
he's not, a star player.
He's not empty. Like yes, it's filled with cobwebs.
Cockroaches.
So talking about Euros, talking about Germany. Right now, the Euro 2024 is going on. The group series hasn't been as exciting as the former Euros have watched. The likes of France, Portugal, they've underperformed. Ronaldo has not scored one goal so far in the tournament. And I think it's the first time that he will not score any goal in the group stage. That is crazy. We cannot deny we are seeing Ronaldo's decline.
Yeah.
But kudos to him. He's 39 years old and he's still playing at a major tournament.
Still breaking records.
Ronaldo. Goats.
I remember last time we eat the soup.
The soup? Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
What about? Soon, she gets. Goat, legend. The fact that he could still attend a major tournament at 39 years old, I think this is 50 euros that he's coming to. That's just massive. Even if he doesn't get the goal, I think he has an assist already.
He just broke a record. That assist made him the most assist
in a major tournament in Europe. But as you are saying about euros, for me personally, euros has been boring. But this particular Euros, we've had some surprise performance, like people weren't even looking to. For example, Georgia, the Farastelia and Co, the people with the tongue twister names that we struggle to pronounce their names.
The only reason they qualified was because they wanted to convince fans and commentators.
Farastella with the ball. Okay, before you pronounce himself, the person with the ball don't score already, but they are performing. The bracket that they are in is like the killer's bracket.
Yeah, they are playing Spain,
and that same bracket there's Germany day, there's France day, there's Portugal day. Who do you think is getting to the Euros final? England has also been an underperforming team. Very disappointing.
England, they haven't like gotten their formation yet.
For years, bro. This is not the first time they are playing together now. Gareth Southgate has been coaching them for almost like 8 years now. I think he's a defensive coach. And the kind of star power that is in England, I don't think a defensive coach is suitable to the squad that they have.
I'm telling you, yes. Like, the players don't like fit the formation. Like,
they don't fit the formation playing.
With how he performed last season.
Yes.
Sitting on the fucking bench.
He should be starting.
I think this guy is making mistakes. He's folding. Folding too hasn't like done anything.
Played anything.
Yes. That's where you see system players. Okay. As people talk. Like, they are focused on one system.
Okay.
Guardiola system.
Okay, so you cannot play in another.
You can't play in another part of their system player. So look at folding now. He hasn't done anything. And when you look at Man City players too, they haven't done anything. Even Rashford brother like tweeted, like it was like it is sad to watch you guys playing when you have someone that can do it. I was like,
who is this someone?
You guys, who is the person?
But
who is this someone? Are you kidding me?
Rashford.
Trashford. We agreed.
Trashford.
Pugliazzi.
I hope he's back.
He's trash.
He cost us last season.
As you are saying about Euros, personally, I don't think England is going to go far because of the type of football that they are playing. I want us to make predictions about Euros. What we've seen so far, France has been underwhelming, maybe because Mbappe has been injured. But I think at some point they will come up. So I'll still put my money on France going far, maybe to the semi-finals.
Not winning it.
I cannot see they will win it. I cannot. It's what they've showed so far.
So who wants to win it?
I want to see Germany. I'm putting my money on Germany. I think Germany can go all the way. Okay. I'll say Germany as a finalist, then Spain or France.
For me, I'll go for Portugal. I have to support my goal. He has to win it.
That's crazy.
No, bias. I feel like they have a good squad too. They are strong.
Yeah, they are strong, but they've not been performing.
Exactly. Look at France too. France too haven't been performing.
For me, if I put my money and say, okay, is it France that will perform or Portugal that will perform? I would say France will later perform.
Okay. That means you're doubting the GOAT.
I'm not doubting the GOAT.
You know, you can just come and score a trick in any match.
Yeah, but the hat-trick is not going to win you the Euros.
But can make you to qualify for the next round.
Oh, yeah. You said Portugal, then who?
Portugal, then I'll go for France too because of their midfielder, Kante.
Okay,
Kante has been extremely good.
Yeah, he's one of the top performers.
Yes, that's true. You like be able to break that four, you have to pass through Kante. You must do a lot of work.
He doesn't get tired. You can never outwork Kante.
Exactly. The machine is a robot.
You have to do a lot of work, but you can never outwork Kante.
True.
We'll see what happens. Euros, we are looking forward to more exciting things to come. As I said earlier, it hasn't been like that exciting, but I believe the knockout stages will produce some wonders. Kudos to Cristiano Ronaldo at that age. Salute, legend. And also kudos to Lionel Messi. He's currently playing the Copa America. To be honest, I'm not rooting for any of the goals to come home with silverware. I think Messi is going to be disappointed. He's not going to win any Copa Americas. And I do not think Cristiano Ronaldo is going up with the Euros. I do not think so. But we'll see what happens. I know some of you that are watching right now are rooting for No Filters to do another prediction contest so that you can participate and maybe make some cool cash, but not yet. We'll still come back. So we've come to the end of the episode. This is No Filters again. By the time the Euros is done, we'll come back and talk about what happened.
You guys, you know the last time I predicted it helped all of us. So should we go again? Let's go for Ronaldo.
This is No Filters with Barry. I'll see you guys on the next episode. And don't forget to hit the subscribe button.